Welcome to the Catholic Link podcast, the podcast for busy Catholics. My name is Father Rob Adams, and I am joined today by Father George Elliott. Father George, it's great to have you on.
It's great to be on, Father Rob. Thanks for having me.
Today, we are breaking with the script. Normally, our first episode of the month is about faith and dogma. And I was joking beforehand. I said, I want to talk about my truth. I want to talk about my dogma. But that's not what I actually want to talk about. So we've never really gotten into this before, but I wanted to get into sort of why we do a podcast. What motivates us to do this? Because, you know, we're not paid to do this. We don't make boatloads of money doing this. It takes time out of our schedule. So, you know, what's the motivation for running a Catholic podcast, especially in a market? I hate to say market, but you know what I mean. Especially in a there's a whole bunch of good Catholic podcasts out there. So why would we want to bring one more? Father George, you've been on Catholic Link longer than I have. What was your original vision with the podcast?
Yeah, so when we started the podcast, we were actually living in Rome as seminarians. And the whole story is that Father Greg Gerhardt, so any like longtime listeners remember Father Greg Gerhardt, he's now killing it as the vocations director of Austin. He wrote a series of books called D180 that are like transforming the discernment world. But he came to me when we were still just seminarians, and he's like, hey, you know, I think we should start a podcast. There was this other podcast that, you know, was doing really well, but they had to stop. And so like, there's clearly a need. Let's start a podcast. And I just looked at him and I said, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, I have no interest in running a podcast. And it was absolutely the grace of God. I was ordained, went back to Rome, and I just immediately had this desire to start the podcast because I recognized that I was called to shepherd, to preach, to proclaim the truth. And so were so many other priests and deacons who were in Rome at that time. But obviously we were in Italy and none of us really spoke Italian that well, that we could, you know, kind of do the pastoring in a in that setting. And so I thought, well, you know, the internet exists. Let's just get all of these people online and hopefully somebody will start listening to it. And, you know, hopefully somebody will grow because of what we're able to kind of bring back to the United States and to the English speaking world as a whole through the internet.
That's really cool. That's really cool. It reminds me a little bit of how I felt during COVID, you know, because we couldn't do the normal priest stuff. And some people always complain. They're like, oh, it must have been so hard for you as a priest during COVID. And I was like, no, it was amazing. But I remember I was laughing because when the lockdowns first started, I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna say the Latin Mass every day and be quiet and, you know, read some books. And then all of a sudden my parishioners were like, you need to get online and do stuff. You need to be doing the Mass mm-hmm. online. You need to be, and I did it begrudgingly to make my people happy. But I found out, like Father George just said, there's this whole group of people that just want to be reached online. There's a whole group of people who are hungry for this type of material, and they're not getting it. You know, I remember the biggest thing for me was I was at my other parish, which I don't have anymore, praise the Lord. So I remember going down there, and the place it's so out there. It's so out in the middle of nowhere that you have to go to the post office to get your mail. You know, it's one of those setups.
Yes. We've got a lot of those places out here in East Texas.
Yeah, yeah. So I go into the post office to get the mail for the church, and the postmaster was there, and she was like, oh, are you the guy who does Mass online? And the non-Catholic postmaster was watching our Masses, and I was like, wow, we are preaching the word. We are at least showing people something they've never seen before.
Yeah, it was neat. You know, we were already kind of in the digital evangelization space. I don't know what the right word is, prior to COVID. But it was neat how it grew and accelerated so much mm-hmm. in COVID. You know, you look at obviously there were a lot of downsides to COVID, but that was definitely one that I think a lot of Catholics were pushed to, first off, increase the quality of their product, of their, their, you know, of their production and what they were doing. But also just the number of people that started seeking out ways to grow in their faith online. I think it was just really neat to see how COVID increased that and really pushed that forward.
Yeah, and I can speak to that too, where you know, it certainly wasn't a good thing for society. We can admit that. But I think that there was a moment where people were forced to stop and kind of come back to themselves a little bit. You know, and I found a lot of really good people, a lot of the nerd crowd that I hang out with started asking me questions about religion. And it was the first time they'd ever wanted to talk about that. So for me, when Catholic Link asked me if I wanted to be, you know, part of this podcast, I was excited to say yes. Now, I still have a lot to learn, but you know, my thought going into this was sort of twofold. It was, on the one hand, like Father George said, it was to get into this digital public square, you know, to be able to preach the gospel in this place where it's just hasn't been preached very well for a long time, you know? So there was definitely this motivation. I love teaching. I think it's probably one of the things that give me the most joy as a priest is when I get up to preach and teach and try to share what I have with people. This, like Jesus says, to whom much has been given, much will be expected. You know, like I want to share all these gifts that I've been able to receive. But the other thing for me was I am also a consumer of Catholic content. As a part for, you know, not just being a producer, I listen to Catholic content. Sometimes it's to steal their ideas. Sometimes it's to find out what I like and what I don't like. And sometimes it's just because I'm bored and I want to put something useful on. One of the things I noticed that it was a consistent sort of thing that was bothering me, you know, it was like, it was just like stuck in my teeth and I just couldn't, like, you know, when you eat chicken wings and you get like a little bit of like chicken stuck in between your teeth.
Yeah, it's the most use.
Yeah, it's horrible. Hate that. But the thing that was bothering me was I didn't find a lot of Catholic content that was sort of pastoral. Now, don't freak out when I say the word pastoral. I don't mean that in the, like, you know, oh, it's about everything's good and warm and fuzzies. When I say pastoral, I mean content that's sort of geared towards the listener. It's content that's made approachable to the listener. I've listened to a lot. I've read a lot. I've listened to a lot of priests who I think are very holy. I don't dispute their individual holiness. But there's times when they say things and I'm like, that's a little harsh. Or that's a little bit personal opinion, not so much church teaching. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think one thing that's unique about both of us is that we're both pastors, right? I know, and we've been, you know, in parishes basically our entire priesthood. And when you're sitting in a theological lecture hall, you can debate about certain moral or theological things, and that's fine, right? That's kind of the setting for that, and you can speak about them in a very harsh way.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have someone who is in the midst of the struggle between, you know, desiring to choose God and simply being in the world and dealing with all of the difficulties and, you know, challenges that come up in day-to-day life, when you're sitting in front of that person, you have to tell them the same truth, but you have to say it in a particular way that will actually move them towards Christ, as opposed to just kind of coldly giving it to them or giving it in a way that makes it seem impossible, or even that it is being spoken by a God that is not a God of love.
Yep. And some of the reality is when you actually do get down and explain it to people, some of the harshness does go away. Just because you know the person you're dealing with and you're like, don't worry about this part. Worry about this part.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can sort of dial it in a little. Because I remember listening to moralists get into fights in Rome, and then you'd listen to them and you'd think that they were, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm absolutely going to hell. There's no way I can be saved. And then like, you'd actually talk to those guys afterwards. And a lot of times they were a lot nicer one-on-one, you know, like, or they would say, that doesn't really apply to you the same way you think it does.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think it's something that we see even on social media, that when we put things on the internet, we don't speak as if we're speaking to a real human being. And that's something that we can see sometimes in Catholic content that's created and put on the internet, is that people are speaking about these things as if they aren't speaking to real human beings who have trials and who are striving for holiness, but doing so in a complicated and hard situation.
In a world that's very different than it was 50 years ago, even.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. So I think part of it for me was trying to create that podcast that I was looking for, you know, to create this podcast of guys who are actually in the trench doing the work. So when Father George and I talk about this, a lot of this stuff is real things that we do with people.
Mm-hmm. You know, real conversations that we just had a few days ago with one of our
It's real stuff. And I think that that's something you should remember, is because we're trying to bring Catholicism to you in a way that we would bring it to a real person, you know, that we respect you as a person, that we know that you want to follow Christ. That's why you listen to things like this, you know? So I would say that was my big why. And if I had to add the cherry on top to my big why of why I wanted to do this podcast, the other thing I noticed with a lot of Catholic content was that it tends to get siloed. Mm. You might have a show that talks about dogma. You might have a show that talks about prayer. You might have a show that does Q&A. You might have my favorite version of the show, which I call Two Guys Talking. You know, there's all kinds of little silos, but I didn't find a Catholic podcast that sort of tries to get the entirety of the faith, that tries to get all the different angles and aspects and the different parts of Catholic practice as a part of this educational moment, you know, like being able to talk about Mary's Immaculate Conception and all the theological cool stuff that goes with that, but also being able to shift down and say, you know, let's talk about how to light your Advent wreath.
Yeah.
You know, or let's talk about what's going on in the Vatican right now. You know, like being able to sort of have these different targets. That's why we do the four different themes for the month, is that if you're smart, and well, I don't want to say if you're smart, because that means I'm smart and I'm not. If you want to track kind of where we're going, we sort of do the four parts of the catechism with one caveat, right? So we try to do faith and dogma, which is the first quarter of the catechism. Then we try to do worship and sacraments, which is the second part of the catechism. And then the third one, kind of like the faith lived, sort of gets us under morals and spirituality. So the third and fourth parts of the catechism, with the fourth topic where we just share our thoughts, kind of open for current events or things I want to talk about or just whatever, you know? So I really think that what we're trying to do is bring you this Catholic content that comes from real pastors who know the faith and are trying to share the faith, are trying to share it with real people, and trying to share the entirety of the faith, not just the parts that I'm interested in or the parts that I care about. And conversely, maybe not the parts that you're always interested in or the parts that you care the most about. But the idea is always to try to give this full rounded picture of what our Catholic faith is and all the riches that are kind of in all of those different areas.
And all of that in a fairly short period of time.
Ah, well, we don't need to keep going, but I really wanted to share sort of why we do this and our motivation, you know, because we don't, this is not a monetary thing. This is not a like needing extra work because I'm sitting around bored or I've got an ego complex and I want to sit here and let me tell you how it is, internet. But I want to share this treasure that I've received, and I want to share it to you as a pastor. And I'm really excited to be able to do that. And I hope that you'll keep listening to our podcast, because hopefully it can only get better.
Indeed.
That's the dream.
If anybody does have any feedback for us, please send it in. Probably on social media is the easiest way to do that. Get any of our Catholic Link English social media platforms. We've got them on all the normal platforms. Or just email it to communications@catholic-link.org. We'd love to hear what you guys think, what you guys want to hear about, and yeah, just how to best pastor, shepherd.
Yeah. You. And if you have a show or a channel or something that you just like, share that too, because I'd love just to watch the things you watch. I'd love to read the things you read, just to try to get a picture of who you are and what kind of things we should talk about. So anyway, that's all the time we have for today. This has been the Catholic Link Podcast, the podcast for busy Catholics. My name is Father Rob Adams, and I'm joined by Father George Elliott. You can find all of our previous material, as well as tons of other great ways to grow in your faith, over at CatholicLink.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.